إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, brothers, today I want to remind myself and you about another one of the deceptions of the world, and that is that the world tells us that possessions add value. So you must have things because they add value. And the richer you are, the more things you should have, and more of your money you should spend in acquiring more and more things. And that is why we have, and this whole thing is fueled by our PR systems. For example, you will see a headline. The other day I was reading a headline. They said, somebody who's making, see the headline, somebody who's making waves in the art world, right? Who is creating a lot of news in the art world. Now, if you read that headline, what would you imagine? You would imagine that another Picasso has been born. Yeah? Or, you know, that's what you would, I mean, there's some great artist who is making these phenomenal paintings and so on. But you know what the actual fact is? The actual fact is that there is somebody who has more money than brains, who is spending £1 billion per year buying paintings. I mean, making waves in the art world. I mean, what talent does it take to buy paintings? I mean, give me £1 billion a year and I will also buy paintings. Big deal. What talent does it take? What, I mean, literally this, but this is what, this is how they feed it, because they want that £1 billion to be spent buying nonsense, you know, paint on canvas, right? If somebody is creating great painting, I'm not a Philistine. I mean, I can appreciate, at least I think I can appreciate some art. So if somebody actually makes a painting, one can understand. They're just buying paintings, right? So you have another situation where somebody is collecting watches. The only thing that you can do with a watch, the only useful thing you can do with a watch is to, every time you look at it, to remind yourself that that many minutes and seconds have gone out of your life, right? Never going to come back. Now, if somebody collects watches and then he says, oh, you see, I have this great watch collection, what do you tell him? What do you tell that person? I mean, that obviously there's something wrong with the brain. Why would you want to buy watches? For what? Just collect them and keep them. I've got so many Rolexes, I've got so many God knows what. For what? But people do this. We have I think Hyderabad is a great place. You don't have to go out of Hyderabad to learn any life lesson. Everything is right here in Hyderabad. We have a whole museum of the stuff collected by one man. Now imagine, that man is in his grave, giving hisab for all the stuff that is there in the museum. And all the other stuff which apparently has been stolen, Allah knows best. But whoever stole it, at least he gained. He gained in a haram way, but he gained because he stole something and he made some money out of it. But the one who collected it and kept it, he is giving hisab for it in his qabr. What sense does it make? So, the world tries to tell us, the deception of the world is that possessions add value. And I want to say to you, the reality is, possessions add cost. Possessions do not add value. It costs to buy it. It costs to maintain it. It costs to look after it. And the more, you don't even use the word valuable. It's not valuable. Costly. The more costly it is, the more security you have to spend to look after it. Possessions add cost, not value. There is this famous teaching story in Arabic where there was this man who had this horse, this very expensive horse, and so all his time used to go in looking after the horse. It was a very expensive horse, so he had to, you know, feed it great food and look after it and, you know, groom it and everything else. And then he couldn't sleep at night because he was afraid somebody will steal this horse. People were after the horse, and one day somebody stole the horse, so the horse went. So after that one, a few days later, a friend of that man's, he met the man, he said, you know, I'm very sorry to hear that your horse got stolen. He said, thank God it got stolen. He said, what do you mean? He said, from the day it was stolen, I have been sleeping very peacefully. He said, I'm not bothered now. I don't have to worry about the horse being stolen because it's already stolen. He said, it's already stolen. I don't have to worry about that. I'm sleeping very peacefully. He said, I only now realized that the horse was a liability as far as I was concerned because it took me from point A to point B. That's it. I mean, a horse is a horse is a horse, right? But it took me from point A to point B. But for that, you know, benefit of going from one point to the other point, amount of sleep I was losing, amount of effort I was making was really too much. He said, I only realize it now. So whoever stole the horse is good for him. Let him take it. And now he has the problem of looking after that horse. So it doesn't get stolen, right? Possessions add cost. Possessions do not add value. Anything that you do not actually use, it is very stupid to possess it because then it takes up space. It has to be dusted. At the minimum, I'm saying, it takes up space. It has to be dusted. You have to be careful with it. So if it doesn't break or something, somebody doesn't steal it. And for that, you're spending money on security and this and that. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So big lesson in life is one of the biggest figments of the imagination, one of the biggest, deception of the world is that possessions add value. And we have, unfortunately, I think Muslims are at the top of the list of people who are deceived by this great deception, because if you look at the amount of junk, the amount of trinkets, the amount of colored rocks and stuff which are bought in the world, I can bet you absolutely the top 10 buyers will be Muslims. Absolutely the top 10 buyers will be Muslims. Nobody buys gold-plated cars except Muslims. Nobody buys personalized aircraft with jacuzzis on board except Muslims. Nobody buys emeralds and rubies and sapphires worth 10 million, 15 million, 20 million dollars except Muslims. Colored rocks, you want to pay money, 20 million dollars for a piece of stone. What kind of mental retardation is this? I mean, this is completely insane, completely insane. And I'm not exaggerating. These are actual figures. These are actual figures. There was a whole article about how our Muslims go to the UK. They go to London. They go and they drive in their Lamborghinis and all the expensive pieces of metal that they, you know, depreciating assets that they insist on buying. And then they go and park it in a no parking zone in front of Harrods so that the traffic cops will come and lock the car. They want that so that the car is now locked. My Lamborghini is locked in front of Harrods and I want that to be seen by the world to show what a stupid fool I am. I don't even know where I can park my car. Imagine. Huh? And then, of course, you pay the fine. What's a fine? You know, £100. I give that. I tip that to the doorman when I walk out of my hotel. What's £100? And then they asked this guy. They asked the store manager of Harrods. They said to him, "So what time do these people come to? What time do they shop? What time of the day?" So he said, "You know, their shopping starts after 12 midnight." So he said, "But you are closed." He said, "Yes, we are closed." He said, "Then how do they shop?" He said, "We go to them. We go to them." So they stay in these, 5-star, 7-star hotels, and Harrods goes to them. And they asked him, he said, "What do they buy?" The man laughed and he said, "Colored rocks." He said, "What is the average purchase for one night?" He said, "Maybe 20 million. $20 million. One person buying that. This is intelligence. This is the action of people of the book. This is the action of the people who say the Quran came for us, that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our Nabi. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have done. This is the action of our people." Somebody gave me some statistics the other day. They said in America, on an average, an American reads 11 books in a year. and the whole of the Middle East together reads half a page per year, half a page. So I said, we should stop calling ourselves Ahlul Kitab. We are Ahlul Nissafa. We are the people of half a page. We are not people of the book. Imagine. This is our focus on learning. Half a page. And we spend our ill-gotten gains on buying colored rocks. Christmas tree in Abu Dhabi, $13 million. $13 million. What it will cost to set up this Tarun Bearers Academy, if we ever get that money. I will stand before the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as witness against this, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. This is this qawm. How can we ever hope to get success in this life if this is our focus in the world? No focus on education, no focus on development of the mind, no focus on tazkiyat or nafs, no focus on acquiring knowledge, no focus on practicing knowledge. Focus on buying, and buying junk. Why don't we invest the same $20 million instead of investing it on a colored rock? Why don't we invest it in cancer research? Why does an idiot like Bill Gates, he must be insane, he must be an absolute idiot, because he is spending money, he is investing money in AIDS research. So he must be a fool, right? I mean, he should be buying colored rocks. What's the point of being the richest man in the world if your wife doesn't walk in ruku because you gave her a 10 kilogram solitaire which she wears around her neck? No, I mean, if our behavior is intelligence, then the behavior of people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett is must be insanity, because those are the people today. They are known. Why is Warren Buffett's name on everybody's tongue? Not because of his money, because of his charity. The man gives $36 billion in charity. He must be crazy. He must be a madman, right? And our name? First A380 aircraft, personalized aircraft. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That same $1 billion it costs, right? The actual price of the plane is $500 million. Another $500 million for personalizing. $1 billion. Imagine that $1 billion, if that $1 billion goes, I am not even talking about send it to Palestine, let the Muslims who are suffering, let them suffer. The ones who are dying, let them die, right? Because you don't care about them anyway. What does it matter to you? But at least put that money in something which gives you some benefit. Buy $1 billion shares in Airbus, in the company, instead of buying a plane and customizing it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Shame. On us for calling ourselves people of the Quran. We are the people of the Quran. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Possessions add cost. And do remember one thing. I am giving you the big numbers. Not because those big numbers mean anything. Just because that's the standard. Somebody who spends $1 billion on something is spending it. If he's spending it on trash, then if I'm spending $10, because I have only $10, then my $10 is also being spent on trash if it is trash. So it's not a question of the absolute amount of money. It's a question of what is it that you are spending it on. Trash is trash. Whether it costs $1 billion or it costs $10, it is trash. So we have to see what is it that we are acquiring. Are we acquiring assets or are we acquiring liabilities? That's the key thing. Are we acquiring assets or are we acquiring liabilities? And what is the criterion? An asset is that which will give us benefit after we die. And a liability is that for which we have to give hisab after we die. This is our criterion from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalal. Including the surah that we read in Salatul Fajr. Asset is that which will give us benefit when we die. Liability is that for which we will have to give us account, give Allah account after we die. So now your watch collection, your car collection, your trash collection, right, your stone collection, ask yourself, is this going to give me, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to reward me for every Rolex that I collected? You are going to get, you know, one daraja in Jannah. Is that going to happen? Seriously, ask yourself this question. Is that going to happen? Then what have you spent? You have spent millions on acquiring liabilities. Now, anyone who does that, I call him a fool. The most polite word that I can think of, many other much more impolite words. Because of where I am sitting, I will not use the most polite word is fool. And somebody who is buying assets, you would say that's a wise person. Wise, W-I-S-E, is also a four-letter word. Fool, F-O-O-L, is also a four-letter word. Think about this. What kind of intelligence is this? Let us spend our money and our resources and our energy and our time in acquiring assets, not liabilities. Possessions are liabilities. Material stuff is liabilities. They are not assets. Asset is what gives us benefit in the akhirah. A liability is that which gives us grief in the akhirah, for which we have to ask, for which we have to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to change our ways before it is too late, and to be pleased with us and not to be angry with us, because we do all that we can to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with us. May Allah give us the tawfiq to stop playing these games and to get real in life and stop being deceived by the world and face the reality of life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.